That's who you need. Now let's face it, Mother Nature's never going to let up, and neither does Lisa. So just gather the great job.
Thank you for choosing the coronavirus hotline. My name is Joanna. If you have no medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I live in Huntsville, Alabama, and I have moved my mother, who's 85, from Florida to a nursing facility here in the area to be by me. She's already received her first Moderna shot, and I need to find her a second one by March 22nd. And I need advice. I need to know what to do for my 85-year-old mother. I can't find where to schedule a shot for her.
Most of the vaccine in Alabama is unavailable at this time. You can contact your local county health department. But if you want to put your mom on a waiting list for the county that she's in now, let me give you a number where you can add her to a waiting list.
Yeah, but when I go online, ma'am, it's not until June the 6th.
If you're able to schedule for June the 6th, that's a great thing. A lot of people are still on the waiting list.
Why is our state so behind?
I'm unsure, ma'am. Every county have their own way of how they choose to administer the vaccine, so you'll have to contact someone locally for that information.
This is embarrassing. The state of Florida is just like pumping them out. I'm just really embarrassed.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can help
you
with?
What do I do if my mom is past the deadline? She starts all over.
I don't have that information. This is the coronavirus COVID-19 testing phone number. And I was assisting you with questions about the vaccine, which is at a different phone number. Which phone number?
Yeah.
Is 855?
555-566-5333. 5333.
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Thanks for choosing the coronavirus hotline. Enjoy your day.